Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Keys to a Georgia victory over
you
Auburn.
You make me happy.
Just a few minutes from now as well. Georgia Tech hosting Virginia Tech tomorrow at home as well, 3:30. Looking to remain undefeated, 6-0.
Yeah, man. I mean, when you look at it from a standpoint of this laid out perfect.
They laid out perfect.
Tech. Last time we saw them play, they had a big hiccup. Not a big hiccup because they eventually did win the game. But I think, you know, having Virginia Tech coming in, we know they just had a coaching change, won a couple games since that coaching change. Tech's a 2-touchdown favorite, basically. Mm-hmm. I expect it to be that way.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I expect it to be. I think Haynes King.
31-14, something like that.
Yeah, I can see Haynes King getting his work done early and getting them up out of there. Don't slip up because Tech has a clear path to the ACC championship.
They got a great path.
They have a great path to the ACC championship. The biggest thing, Haynes King, we talk about him, too many touches. He don't care. You know who else don't care? His head coach.
Yeah, no.
He was on with Dukes and Bell, and he told him, he's like, y'all are more worried about him than we are.
Yeah, I mean, he's the heartbeat of the team.
He's the heartbeat. He is.
Until the game is in hand, he's going to be out there.
Yes, he's going to rush the ball 20 times mm-hmm. a game.
Virginia Tech tomorrow, like we said, at Duke, Syracuse, at North Carolina, at Boston College, Pitt. It's a nice, you know, as we sort of sit here
it is laid out.
Talk about some of these brutal schedules, that's a nice one.
When do we talk?
Obviously Georgia.
Is it yesterday or Wednesday we talked about, like, with all the other games, Tech's going to be a top 10 team this week.
Yeah.
When they win this game, Georgia mm-hmm. Tech's going to be in the top 10 mm-hmm. with Georgia and obviously Indiana,
yeah,
Oregon,
Missouri, Alabama,
all that. You know, Georgia Tech's going to win this game. Georgia Tech's going to be a top 10 team. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's laid out for them and everything like that. So, yeah, they have the perfect schedule to meet Miami in Charlotte.
Yeah.
They do.
Plus, something chaotic is going to happen this weekend.
Yes.
You know, like, I know we spent a lot of time talking about those big games. We'll get to Georgia Auburn in a minute. Florida, Texas A&M, I don't know. Florida's got all their guys now.
Florida's got all their guys. And Lagway, that's the most important thing is that he's healthy. And so when you go down there, Elko, I mean, that defense is playing well.
Yep.
I'm not going to say nothing about that. We both love their damn quarterback. Can they handle what being number 5 in the country? Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing for them. Because Lagway's
I really like their coach. I really like Elko.
Oh, he's a hell of a football coach.
I just think
he's a hell of a coach. I like the fact that they got a quarterback that's a dual threat guy.
Marcel Reed's awesome.
I'm going to take Florida.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Florida in this game.
It feels like the one of those ones if you just kind of look at A&M over the last couple of years
where this is the one they lose. This is the one they lose.
And that's what I mean by chaos.
Yes.
Is like, you know, and I don't think a lot of people saw what Florida did last week against Texas and they're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I like Florida.
Ah, hell. Napier does his best coaching when he's got the knife against his throat.
He is Wayne Font.
He is the Wayne Font.
Yep, he's the Wayne Font.
He keeps the Wolves away.
Yes.
Which is what Hugh Freeze is trying to do at Auburn as well. And I know we talked about it earlier. Like, that's what a lot of these coaches are trying to do, get that Georgia win just to keep the fan base happy.
Keep the fan base off your ass.
Yeah,
which is what it wanted. But that's what we wanted when Kirby was hired.
Exactly.
We want to be that program.
You are that program.
Yes, we are that program.
SEC,
we are that program. Remember that damn the Texas? We want Georgia. Well, we kicked your ass. So yeah. Twice. Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me, Andy. It was a two-time. We kicked both cheeks. I think that, you know, the thing with this game, it's going to be loud. There is, and I can speak from experience, there is no more fun, hostile place to play than Jordan-Hare at night. It is freaking awesome. It is loud. When that damn eagle come through that thing and they be yelling all the shit, it is unbelievable.
Now, because you played in all of them,
yes,
right? And you played there at night,
yes,
too. Like, you're talking about Neyland. That's the one above all else.
Jordan-Hare.
That really is.
Well, you know, because we went to LSU. That was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, but Jordan-Hare at night is different. And it's a lot of fun. It's going to be loud. We already know it's going to be a special Saturday because Cam Newton's jersey being done. So, go in and kick their ass. All right. You got to run the ball. We understand that. We got to run the ball. Yeah, you're going to have two freshmen on the right side, and if they would have blocked the right guy in the Alabama game, we probably would have won Alabama. So what? But they're going to be out there. They got to go. We got to run the football, Andy.
Yeah.
We can't give up big pass plays. Roddy said earlier, like Singleton, he killed his tech.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And Cam Coleman, we've been talking about him all week. He's a dude. Mm-hmm. And so in order for that to happen, I got four sacks.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
Four sacks.
You have to.
They got
to
get four sacks.
You have to do it.
Yes.
It would be great if they can do that, too, with rushing four.
Yes.
Like, not having to bring a bunch of extra stuff.
Right.
Because, you know, one thing you know about Jackson Arnold is he can run.
Yes.
He can run.
Yes.
I mean, he's a good player. Now, you can.
No. He's a damn good player.
Yes. Now, you can make him uncomfortable, and you can get him to make some mistakes. But he's a good player. And, you know, if you let him get out and run around a little bit.
He's going to hurt you.
It's a long day for the defense. I think this is, you know, there's these little mile markers throughout the year. And we talked about it with Roddy, like you said, in the 11 o'clock hour. This is one for me with Georgia's pass rush. And he said they already know. Like, This isn't if you can't do it against Auburn, you can't do it. He said they know they can't do it. So they might have to bring some extra and be creative with how they get to the quarterback. But this is one where if he's been sacked 21 times,
yep,
10 times.
You can't get him once.
If you can't get to this guy with this offensive line, then it's just going to be tough.
It's going to be a long year.
Against, you know, against better offensive lines
and
better offenses. So, yeah, no, for sure. I think one of the – we talk about this with Georgia all the time. But they got off to a relatively good start against Auburn last year. I think they got off to a good start against Kentucky last weekend.
Right.
That's the first time we've seen them do that this season. It's going to be crazy in there, like you said, but it's also like that close to turning on the guy, right? Like, you go out there and put up a couple touchdowns in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Auburn fans are they're
ready to turn.
They're gonna be fired up for the game because it's Georgia and Cam Newton. It's night, all that kind of stuff. It's the rivalry, but there's also they're a couple scores away from turning on
like,
Hugh Freeze.
I have
so
no,
you got to make them do that.
Yeah, I have no doubt that, you know, it's gonna be a dogfight. It is. It's Georgia Auburn. It's always a damn dogfight. But I think if Georgia goes and plays their game, they're going to win because they're better than Auburn. And that is my ultimate. They're better than Auburn. But if you allow this crowd to get into it, you give up big plays in the passing game, you allow them to get that rhythm, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think Kirby's going to have his team ready to play. I think that it's a 3.5, right?
3.5.
I think we win by a touchdown. I think Georgia wins by a touchdown. I think that Gunnar Stockton is going to play well. I think Gunnar Stockton, because my last key is a big pass play. Because they need it. He needs it. And I understand what Roddy was saying about the whole Kirby and Bobo and all those other things. Bull junk. Guys are open. He just ain't throwing it to them. Let it go. Don't be behind. Don't get it down 14-3 at halftime, then adjust,
don't do that.
And then they don't score no more in the damn second half.
But is he not letting it go because he's so afraid to commit a turnover?
Yes.
Because of what, you know what I mean?
Let it go!
Hopefully there's some conversation this week, because I love what Kirby said about the interception that he threw last weekend was, yeah, I was happy to finally see him throw it downfield.
What Carl say? Like, pull!
There's going to be
It's going to be opportunities.
There's going to be opportunities. There's big plays to be made. But also sometimes you go for a big play and it doesn't work out. You throw an interception.
It's okay.
It happens.
Yes.
That's why you got a bunch of good teammates to bail you out and get you the ball back, just like they did against Kentucky. Because when he threw the interception, it was 14-7, right? Kentucky got the ball back with an opportunity to tie it.
And what happened?
And then Georgia's defense got off the field over and over again.
Nothing.
Which has to give you some – now, I'm not saying that Kentucky's offense and Auburn are the same, but at least your defense gave you some confidence to where if you did turn the ball over, they're just going to get you the ball right back.
Right.
It would be nice if Georgia's defense could cause a turnover or two, you know? Like, it would be cool if in the Kirby era where the backbone has been the defense, this defense is not those guys.
They're not.
But there's a lot of really good players.
There's a lot of really good players that are young. There's a lot of good players that we're counting on to grow up now. There's a lot of good players that if they stay at Georgia, they're going to be those defenses.
Right.
But right now, they're just not that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know any better, because like you said, they're very talented. Georgia's very talented defensively, but they're just young. Mm-hmm. But this D-line got to get after people. Like, you can't, and Shue's going to do it regardless, because that's what Georgia does. They are going to bring the damn house.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Jackson Arnold. All game, Andy. They're going to be five and six man pressures all game. You got to get them. Because if you don't, these damn Auburn receivers will tear our ass up. But I still like Georgia. I like Georgia winning this game.
What do you think? Like,
I like it. I'm going to go 24-16.
Okay. I was going to say 27-20.
24-16.
But yeah, I think Georgia wins. But I think, like we've talked about with a lot of these games, Tennessee game, Alabama game, like, it's going to be a stressful 60 minutes. That's life in the SEC.
But that's good, because I don't be stressed, man. That's what people are like, are you worried about Georgia Auburn? What do I got to worry about? I ain't playing.
That's true.
All I got to do back is sit back and try not to get too damn toe up before 7 o'clock.
7:30 kick.
It's a long day. 7:30 kick and no wife, no kids, no responsibilities.
You're going to have to rewatch the second half. You're going to have to rewatch the second half before Monday. There's no way you're going to be clear on the second half if you don't rewatch it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.